talking, cause you know we got some problems. So tune on in the way we talk and how to solve them. We may laugh, we may learn, we might be your games, Miss and P.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Are you down in Fort Lauderdale?
We are.
Nice. I live in Jupiter. It's like 30 minutes north of there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So you guys got good weather right now. It's like perfect. It's a little chilly.
Yeah. We were expecting 85 degrees, but we'll take this plane.
This morning. It was cold.
Really?
And we're right on the water, so it's even more cold.
Yeah. But hopefully it warms up for the game on Saturday. So
yeah. Hey, this won't be too bad playing in, so.
Yeah, definitely. So, how is camp going?
It's going well. Yeah, this was just day two. It was a much bigger day on the field today, but we're rolling. It's not bad.
What do you focus on, like, in a day like today? Is it fitness? Is it, you know, tactical stuff? Like, what do you guys do?
Yeah, today was a little bit heavier day, so we had, like, really big tactical, technical, and lifting today, so full day. Yesterday was more just like chill, kind of get the legs flowing. Today we did more open field, so more like 7-on-7, just working on kind of what we're trying to do against China.
What's your favorite thing to work on so far? Like, what do you have most fun doing?
Ooh, that's tough. I love small-sided games. I love small-sided. Just kind of ticky-tacky movements, moving for each other, just kind of, and it also helps, like, in this environment, kind of learning how each other play and learning each other's tendencies. I think that's the best thing to learn in small, kind of small environments.
That's great. And we would love to take it back to September when you had your debut.
Yeah.
I think we were, like, originally going to talk to you, like, maybe the week after, and I'm sure you were so busy with everything. But could you just take us back to that, like what that was like playing in your hometown and everything?
Oh yeah. I feel like whenever I talk about it, I'm like, it feels so surreal. Like, I feel like that's the word I've used the most this year, of just like kind of everything that I've been working towards is kind of now happening. So now it's like, okay, how can I stay present in this moment? And I think when I got that call and I found out that I was like, oh wait, I'm going home. I was like, okay, I get to see friends, family, get to come see me play, get to see me in this environment. I think it was just like kind of full circle. We practice on the fields that I practice on with Ohio Elite. So like, it really was for full circle, and like getting to see everyone again, I'm like, this is crazy. Like, it doesn't seem real at all, but it was, I think when I first stepped on the field, I was definitely a little bit overwhelmed because I didn't even realize that it was really happening yet. And then as soon as you kind of get into the flow of the game, you're like, okay, like it's the same game. You're just wearing a different uniform, but it was really cool.
That's amazing. I can't even imagine. But yeah, full circle, like what a serendipity. Yeah. So that's really cool.
Crazy.
How long have you had that dream to play for the national team?
Since I first saw them play. I first started playing soccer when I was 5. And I really just loved it because I could get all my energy out. I really didn't know what was going to come from it. And then when I first saw the national team play, I want to say I was 12 or 13, and I actually went to their game with my whole family, and I was like, this is really cool. Like, just the environment, the energy, like, I was like, what I'm doing now, this is what I could be doing. And it kind of gave me that one goal and the one, like, the mindset of like, okay, what can I do now to take the steps that I need to get there? And ever since then, I just, like, I was kind of always in the back of my mind, like, okay, like, that can't be the focus, but there's going to be little things along the way and step backs and step forwards. But yeah, it has always been a lifelong dream for me.
Were there any players in particular that really like stuck out to you that you wanted to emulate?
I loved Ally Krieger. I feel like we had the same kind of tendencies. You know, she's really athletic. She's fast. She's a big body. She likes to put hands on you. Like, I feel like that's kind of where I got my nature from, just kind of watching her play. And I feel like a lot of that with like the OG team, like we always talk about, like they have that competitive spirit and that competitive mindset. And like, they have one goal, and that one goal is to win. And I think that's kind of what I took into like my game. And kind of just as I learned more about it and grew into the game, just like, okay, like it's not just technical. It's about grit and fight and like who wants it more. And I think that's why I love it so much. Just the competitive nature in everyone.
That's awesome. And what about the Angel City? Like, do you feel like you have that same type of style there as well?
Oh yeah. Yeah. 100%. I think going into Angel City, it was difficult because I came in kind of injured. And I had to kind of do an unexpected, but kind of feel like I had two surgery to kind of get fixed up. And it put me out a lot longer than I wanted it to. But that also gave me time to just kind of take a step back and realize like what I was missing. Cause I feel like I missed a piece of just the sport itself of, I kind of lost the love for it. And I just wasn't as happy as I had been playing. And so I think with that injury, it kind of just gave me that time to be like, okay, like what are my goals going to be coming into this league? I kind of, when I was watching these teams growing up, I was like, I can do this. Like that was always in the back of my head, but I always had kind of self-doubt issues. And I feel like that's a big thing in women's sports that like we don't talk about enough, and just like comparing yourself to players and like, it's okay. Like you're where you need to be. So when I kind of got that mindset, I was like, okay, like I just need to focus step by step. Like, what can I do to improve? What can I do to be a starting player? And just kind of, it kind of having that injury too gave me a little insight because I got to sit back and watch too. And so I got to kind of learn and observe. But I think when I found that love again, and I was able to touch a ball, I was like, okay, no, I have my grit back. I have my competitiveness back. I want to win. Like now it's just taking it to those next steps and kind of bringing my team along with me.
Why do you think that you kind of fell out of love with the game? You know, like burnt out? Like what, can you tell us a little bit about that?
I definitely feel like it was a little bit of burnt out. In college, I went to the University of Tennessee, SEC. It was a very competitive league. And I think by the end of that, I was just tired. I knew that I still wanted to play professional soccer, but I also was at a point in my career that like I was having those self-doubt issues, and I was really like kind of in my head. And I always had those questions running like, can I do this? Do I want to do this? Am I good enough to play with these players? And so kind of when I went overseas, I kind of just found love for everything outside of soccer. I had a good group of Americans and that came over with me, and the Icelandic girls were so welcoming. And then the outside of soccer, just Iceland itself was beautiful. So I got to explore and just kind of find other things that I enjoy doing. And then that kind of took me back to being like, oh, wait, like I still have this piece of me that I need to grow and I need to build. Cause it's like, I had that. So the dream to play in the NWSL, but kind of where I was at mentally, I knew I wasn't ready. And so playing with those two seasons over there in Iceland, like it kind of just got the ball back under my feet and having fun with it and just kind of staying in the moment as much as possible.
Do you think that you kind of took pressure off yourself by going to play over there and being like, there's so much more to life than just soccer?
100%.
Do you feel that that really helped you just to have a fresh new environment?
Yes. And I think too, like with everyone kind of in college, everyone has that goal, NWSL, like that's kind of in their sight. And so I had been playing with a lot of these players since I was 12 years old to 21. And I was like, I know there's a different side of soccer. I know everything's not just fast pace, kick the ball, run. Like, I know there's more to it. And so over there in Iceland, with the second team that I was on, I had about 5 girls that were on the Icelandic national team. And so that kind of, I got to see how they train, how they put in work, kind of the things they do outside of soccer to stay healthy and to stay like mentally fit. And so having those type of players around me also kind of built me up. And I was, once I could kind of play with them and outplay them, I was like, oh wait, I can do this. I can. So it definitely gave me a little boost.
I want to circle back. When you were injured, what was the injury?
I had a torn labrum in my hip.
What was that recovery like?
It was tough. It was really tough. So the injury actually happened like one of the first games of the season. And as soon it happened when I was slide tackling and I kind of felt it, I felt a pop and I was like, that didn't feel great. And so I played on it for 9 months, the whole time that I was over there in Iceland. And it was bad. It just kept getting worse and worse, but I was able to kind of like get out of my head about it and not think about it, even though I knew something was wrong. And so then when I came home and actually got it looked at, they were like, this is going to be a 4 to 6 month recovery. If you do the surgery, like you can opt out of it and just do strengthening. But the more I did strengthening, it just wasn't getting better. So when I got to Angel City, I was like, okay, let's just get this done and do it now. And then when they got in there, it was worse than they thought. So it ended up being close to 8 months recovery. And it was hard. It was really hard. I think the most tough part about it was watching the girls and knowing that I could be out there with them. But I think that also had me be able to take a step back and be like, okay, how can I learn how to be a good teammate? I feel like I was so hyper-focused on playing and my ability that like I kind of lost that. And so I always kind of, when I look back at it, I always see it as kind of like a blessing in disguise. And also it gave me the ability to be a good teammate, kind of not on the field, but also to find love outside of soccer again, and kind of just build me as a person.
I absolutely love that. For everyone listening, it's such a good tip. Like everyone's always focusing on being a good player, but when you're injured, time you can really become a student of the game or become a really good teammate and do things that there's so many strengths that you can have that like that you can put to your team that don't necessarily mean just kicking the ball and being on the field. So 100%. I love that so much. And I'm sure during that time it was really hard on you mentally. Like, did you ever feel like you were like, okay, I need some mental support, maybe talking to a therapist, or did you speak to anyone about, you know, the ups and downs of that recovery process? Cause I know it's a long one not to be playing.
Yeah. I immediately think of my PT at Angel City. She was the one that I was working with, shout out Jocelyn, working with the whole recovery. And she just got me, like we clicked like that. I'm kind of crazy up here. And so kind of like whatever comes out is up here usually comes out, especially if I'm like kind of in this stuck place of I don't know what to do. And so she really allowed me just to be me. And whatever I was feeling, if she was like, if you come in one day and you're just feeling not great, tell me, and we can have a pool day. We can have a meditation day. We can have just sit out on the field and watch, or journaling day. Like there were so many parts to it that was more than just the PT recovery. And I think that was the biggest blessing that came from all that.
What do you think you found was most helpful? Did you really, you know, use a journal during that time? Because I know that would help me, but maybe not for other players. But was there one thing you can think of that really pulled you through?
Yeah, no, it's definitely the journaling and the meditation. I feel like my whole career up until maybe 2 years ago, I was just very in my head. And I think that's kind of why I wasn't able to push myself so much or like earlier. Is just because I didn't know how to get out of my head. And I would hear so many things of like, oh, meditate, oh, write in a journal. And I'm like, what is that going to do? Like, I want to play on a soccer field. What is journaling and meditating going to help me with anything on the soccer field? And so when I kind of stopped being selfish or selfish minded, I was just like, okay, let's try it. And so I would just talk to as many people as I could and learn from the girls that were older than me to like give me tips of like, where can I even start? Because I think that was the biggest thing too, is just I didn't know where to start. And so really the biggest thing for me was just mindfulness and breathing. Like breathing was the easiest thing to do. And it just gets you in a very present place with a mind that's always racing. And then also just writing in my journal, whatever is up here is coming down on paper. It doesn't matter if it's positive or negative, whatever's up there is coming out. And it just kind of gets you out of your head. And so that was really helpful.
Do you read back at your, like, do you read your journal or?
It's funny. I actually did that last night. I started journaling and I was just flipping through the pages. I'm like, dang, I'm crazy. Like I really wrote that. I was really feeling it that day. But yeah, so it's, but it's cool to kind of see like where I came from. And I also have journals that I started from like literally 2 years ago. So like sometimes I'll find them and read them. I'm like, wow, like I have grown as a person, just like not only what's on there, but just like how I talk to myself on a daily basis. So.
Totally. And like getting your words out, even if they're negative on paper, and then like just taking the paper and just like ripping it up. And
yep. Like, ball it up.
My head. It's on the paper. I'm going to light it up. Like yes. it's such a fun thing to do. Like anyone listening who's like really going through it or in a super challenging time, just like say whatever, even if you think you're crazy, just write it out.
Yep.
Like, it feels so, so much better.
Everyone's a little crazy. Everyone has their own craziness to them. So yes. It's okay. It's okay.
Was there any specific teammates that when we talked to them about the meditation or journaling or anything else that like really helped you with that?
Yeah. I think the first person that really helped me out was Danny. Shout out Danny Weatherholt. She really helped me in the beginning stages of just at Angel City and in the like injury process. She was always coming into the tent, always like, hey girl, how you doing? Like, what you doing today? Just like kind of making sure like I'm still present. And like, also it helped me feel like I'm still a part of the team. And so that was huge for me. And then also like with the meditation piece, I talked to Sarah, Gordon a lot about just where do I start? Like, I know you're really big into the journaling and meditation and spiritualness and just like who you are as a person. And so just like being able to watch her, kind of do her thing was huge for me.
Yeah, I feel like it always helps to just have another teammate too who's kind of going through the same thing or can you can relate to, because I feel like it makes you feel a lot less alone.
Yes.
It's so normal. Like even if players aren't talking about it, everyone's getting help and doing their own thing to help themselves no matter what it is.
Yep.
Okay, so what's the biggest challenge during your career so far, do you think? And how do you think it's helped you grow as a player?
Biggest challenge.
And not including your injury, I guess.
Okay. So this is a little throwback. So in college, I started going to the U.S. National team camps, the youth ones, when I was little. Like, I think my first one, I was 13. And I was pretty consistent in the camps until about 17 years old. And I think where I was kind of as a person, I did not know who I was. I think that was the biggest thing for me. Like, I just didn't know who I was as a person, and I didn't know how to be comfortable as me. Cause I thought I was weird, and like some people just like, I didn't click with. So it's just like, okay, like, is this okay? Like, is it okay that I don't click with these people? Like, I feel like I needed to have everyone like me. And I think that kind of made me uncomfortable in the soccer scene. And so then as I got a little bit older, me and my teammate at Tennessee, were able to go to a camp together, which was so cool. But then the U20 World Cup was coming around. I just really wasn't feeling great mentally. I knew I didn't have the best camps. I knew I wasn't playing like myself. So I just kind of had a feeling like, I was like, I don't think I'm going to make this team. And the roster came out and my teammate made it and I didn't. And that one hit hard. And I don't think I really realized that until 2 years ago, for real. I think when that happened, I felt a lot of anger and sadness more like towards myself than anyone. Cause I was just like, why couldn't I do that? Why could I not perform how I wanted to perform? Why did my teammate get called in and I didn't? So I was just going through like mental battles daily. I think that's part of the reason why I kind of lost the love for the game too. And why I felt burnt out after college. Cause I was like, this is something everyone works so hard for, is to make this World Cup. And then you don't, it's just kind of like, okay, now what do I do? And so I think leaning on my teammates at Tennessee and also leaning on my coaches and just kind of seeing where I can go from there and how I can build and how I can just move forward is something that has really helped me to this day.
Thank you for sharing that story. Cause I feel like that happens a lot with professional athletes. Like,
yeah.
one teammate will get called in, one, you know, you'll get cut, and it always goes like back and forth all the time. How do you stay a good teammate? And like, do you text that teammate and say congrats?
Yeah.
And like, don't get, you know, don't put the anger or jealousy on her. Like, how do you deal with that? Cause I know, like I said,
yeah,
it's so common in the professional athlete space for that to happen.
Yeah. I want to say, like, when it first happened, I feel like I was very avoidant of her, which like is not me as a person. Like, I love to make people smile. I love to make people laugh. Like, I love to just use my energy as it is on the field, just to like have people know this is a safe space. Like, we play soccer for ourselves and for each other. Like, it's a place where you're supposed to feel confident and happy going. It's not a place where you're supposed to feel like a shell of a person. And so I think kind of after that week, I just kind of took a step back and I was like, okay, MA, like, what are the things that you still love about this team, about this person who made the team and you didn't? And it's like, we were so close. Like, we came in with each other freshman year, and we just got super close, super fast. So I think it took a lot of deep internal work at the time to just be like, this isn't the end. This is, you're 20 years old. Like, it is okay. Like, there is more to life than making this U20 World Cup. And so I think just being a good person and being a good teammate, like, I wanted that part to come back out of me. Like, I wanted her to know, like, I'm still your friend. Like, I'm not gonna not be your friend because you are doing this amazing thing and I'm not. So I think that was the biggest thing for me.
Yeah, I love that. And it's even like, if a player plays over another player, you know, like, you're still all on the same team, you're all teammates. And if you're happy for them and you just show that, and then you go back to doing the work you have to do to get on the field or to make that team, and just like not making it a bad thing. You know, I just,
yes,
think that's an important message here. And thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, female athletes, I don't know why to like separate that. Sometimes I think like the guys, they can like be competing against each other and they're okay off the girls. It's so, there's so many different emotions and feelings. And I think that's at every level. It's hard. You want to keep that friendship and you want to support them. And it's like, we're competing for the same thing. So you have to separate that and still support your friend or teammate. And then, you know, support yourself too. So
yeah, agreed. Like, I feel like the media and like the outside world only sees like the glorified picture. You know, they see us on game day and they see us playing our best, but they don't know that the week leading up to that was hard and mentally draining. And there was good, there was bad. You had a good practice, you had a really bad practice. Like, there are so many things that kind of build up to that game day. And the whole point of game day is to be able to show who you are and work as a team to be like, this is what we worked on this week, and kind of just put it out into your own art.
We always say, I think you guys would, it would be so cool if they did like follow a different team, like in the NWSL for Hard Knocks, you know, on HBO. Like, if they did, there's so much more that people don't see with women's soccer in the league and everything, or even the national.
Yes.
It's so cool to see your journey, like, and each person, each player, like their own personal journey. So we're going to keep pitching it. We're going to keep trying.
For real.
Carly, anything else before rapid fire? What's a sport you wish you were good at?
Basketball.
What's one thing you can't travel without on an away trip?
Ooh, one thing I can't travel without. I feel like this is so basic, but just like a hoodie. Like, I feel like I'm always wearing hoodies or sweatpants, and I forgot sweatpants this trip, and it's really a catastrophe.
That's devastating. You better Amazon Prime that shit.
That's what I'm saying.
If you could have dinner with any athlete, who would it be?
Any athlete? Male or female? Ooh, that's a hard one, too. Ooh. I think Simone Biles. Because I love gymnastics, and I feel like if I didn't play soccer, I would still be doing gymnastics. And just like, she seems like such a mentally strong person, is the word.
Yeah, she's such a boss.
That's what I'm saying.
Yep. Okay, if you had a sandwich named after you, what would be on it?
Ooh. Okay, what's my daily sandwich? I would have turkey, ham, salami, little ranch, little onion, little pepper. On a big sub sandwich. And it would be called the Viggy.
What kind of bread? What kind of sub?
Parmesan crusted.
Whoa. You've thought of that.
That sounds like it would cost an extra dollar or two. But I'll buy it.
And last question, what's your biggest soccer girl prob?
My biggest soccer girl prob. Ooh. My biggest soccer girl prob is that I have bruises on my entire body.
How many do you have right now, if you had to guess?
God, I woke up this morning and I found one. I didn't even know where it came from. Probably.
I was going to say, I just saw a post the other day. It was like the mystery bruises. And it's like, where did that come from? You don't know. It just pops up out of nowhere.
Yep. Get it sleeping. I probably kicked myself. I'm screaming about soccer.
That was a good one. Well, thank you so much for coming on. It was so great to get to. We know you're so busy with camp, so we really appreciate it.
And thank you guys.
Fine, come Saturday. So I will.
Yay.
Saturday. Good luck.
Amazing. Thank you guys so much.
Have a good one.
Have a good day.
You guys too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.